Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Donald Trump's visit to an African-American church in Detroit this Saturday calls to mind his words about the city the last time he came to Michigan.
At what point do we say enough? It's time to hold failed leaders accountable for their results, not just their empty words over and over again.
Detroit News Business columnist Daniel Howes is here with us now with a somewhat different view of Detroit. Daniel, I want to start with your thoughts on Donald Trump's view of Detroit, of Michigan, of manufacturing, and contrast that with Governor Snyder's story.
Well, you'd think Donald Trump, who's people say is a quick study, would have done a little studying before he opened his mouth. The story of Michigan and Detroit in the last 8 years is very different than the story of the previous 30 years. Governor Snyder, I think, has taken him to task and said, look, what you're describing is not the Michigan and the Detroit that we know today. And the governor's right. The facts are on his side. Michigan manufacturing is not a disaster. In fact, it has created more jobs in manufacturing than any other place in the country. The auto industry is clearly not only on a rebound, it's posting record profits and sales and really doing well, has dramatically decreased its break-even point, and its profit margins are north of 10%, the kind of things that we never thought we'd ever see in this town. And the city of Detroit, you've had billions of dollars of private investment have gone into the city, in addition to the bankruptcy restructuring, which has really given the city a sustainable financial path.
Well, you know, it was interesting to read your column in the news today, Detroit's Revival, Fueled by People Enthusiasm, taking us in deeper into what you see as the boom Detroit's experiencing right now. So let's talk about some of that good news that we aren't hearing in the darker Trump view of Detroit. And spell out, there's been quite a burst of news recently about some big new developments, for instance.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things, I can remember a conversation with Bobby Taubman, who's the chairman of Taubman Centers, a major shopping center manufacturer or builder, I should say. And he said, you know, the only way this changes in Detroit is with people. And this was a conversation at least 10 years ago. And I'm thinking about that as I'm seeing these news of these various developments, Orleans Landing on the East Riverfront, Tony Suave, Suave Enterprises is planning an installment near the old Tiger Stadium. There's another one called The Corner right there at Tiger Stadium. Mm-hmm. And these are all about bringing more people in because there is demand. And I think that's really the key thing now. People want to be downtown, not just young people. There's this notion that it's just millennials. There are a lot of people who are empty nesters, who are older, who want to kind of get out of the suburban thing and get in a more urban environment and are looking to move down to the city, looking to be on the riverfront. There's a lot of demand, and people are responding to it. I think this is all a net positive. That doesn't mean that everything is perfect in Detroit, and I think that's the problem. Everybody tends to approach this as it's a binary choice. It's either great or it's terrible. Mm. And every time you write a piece like I wrote today, you will always have people say, oh, it's terrible. And, you know, you've got rose colored glasses on. And usually it's a little saltier language than that.
And you're prepared for skeptics to scoff. But all of these people.
That's why I addressed them in it.
You took care of it right there. All of these developments, and we should toss in Dan Gilbert's Brush Park development, as you point out,
yep.
$70 million effort that, you know, 20 buildings with 400 living units. None of these people would be putting money where they are if there was not a reason. That's what you're saying.
Right. They're doing it for a return. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I know this is a dirty word in a lot of, you know, to a lot of people, but, you know, investors invest for return. They don't invest out of the goodness of their hearts in general. Now, there are people that will do that, and there are philanthropists that will do that. But we're not talking about philanthropy here. We're talking about people that see a demand and the possibility to get a return. It has been difficult in Detroit, even in recent years, that you couldn't quite get to the market rate. You couldn't quite make the numbers pencil. You know, if you were going to charge ridiculous rents and ridiculous prices for condominiums, you might be able to get there. But if you're trying to get something and hit the market at the right point, it's been difficult. Now it's getting easier. It's not easy, but it's easier. And so more and more people are coming forward and they're trying to do deals. You know, the Gilbert Brush Park thing would be the largest residential development in Detroit in like 30 years. Now, this is important, and it also, I think, segues into the second piece of this, which is retail. You know, downtown Detroit has kind of been a retail wasteland for a very long time. The precursor to successful retail is more people and to create the demand. And there still is not enough retail to support, I think, a lot of what's on the drawing boards and what's coming. but there's more to come, and you're starting to see it happening in the Lower Woodward Corridor. And as the M1 rail project is finishing and getting ready to launch, I think you're going to see more and more and more.
Then the next question has to be, and how does this new vitality spread to the neighborhoods?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think what you find with the people who are doing a lot of this work, you hear it certainly from the Gilbert organization all the time, you hear it from the City Hall and the Duggan administration all the time, is the neighborhoods. They know that that's a politically charged issue. People that have lived through a lot of the ups and downs in Detroit, look at what's happening in downtown and in Midtown with somewhat mixed feelings. And I think part of it is, well, how come it's not happening in our neighborhoods? It is in some ways happening in neighborhoods, but there's a lot of things that need to happen. But I think this is a process that will take time, and frankly, it will take a buoyant national economy. Auto sales are out today. You're starting to see that things are starting to plateau, but they're plateauing at a very high level. So it's not exactly like we're looking at a recession. But you know, this is going to slow down. We are always in a cycle here, and the cycle does not go on forever. The question is, when it starts to slow down, where are we going to be? And I think Detroit is far better positioned to weather those downstrokes in the cycle than it had been in the past.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. As always, thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you.